Gracias, presidente.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Our delegation first wants to congratulate the distinguished delegation of Algeria for all their work as coordinator until the last moment to be able to try and adopt the report. For Cuba, the theme of disarmament is the priority of this conference. Therefore, we would support any efforts towards achieving some kind of decision in that along those lines. Now, I take on board what Russia, Ukraine, and Brazil said, who spoke to the matter. In terms of procedure, for us, it's important. In terms of procedure, for us, it would be important to have clarity as to how we're going to do to move forward, because while it's true that until the last moment of adoption of report that you can put forward proposed amendments and that action would be taken on them in the meeting, the fact is that we're getting ahead of ourselves. If the CD, as the CD, doesn't have before itself any document, therefore I think the reason we're meeting here in this informal is the point is to decide if we're going to have or not the availability of the coordinator submitting a document to the conference. In other words, we understand fully that any delegation reserves the right to make any proposed amendment that it likes up to the final moment, including for the adoption of the report. And on those, action always needs to be taken in line with the rules. But that's, but in fact, that's getting ahead of ourselves. So we can't come out of this room today without a decision in that respect, because then we would come tomorrow to a plenary meeting where the CD wouldn't have before it any document. So we really are flexible, especially because this is a theme of nuclear disarmament. But either way, we need to take a decision today if we're going to allow the coordinators to submit or not a document to the CD. Because what's not consistent is to come to the plenary tomorrow, the last plenary tomorrow. In fact, that would be violating the 24-hour rule as it is. But if we come to a meeting without a document, then if you as president of the CD are unable to submit anything to our consideration because you don't have a document, that would not be good. So I understand what's been said, but I think we need to think about what's been said, take a step back, and in fact, the decision we need to take today is do we agree to the chair of SB1 send a document to the conference, because tomorrow will be the final